Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Tuesday Tonic. I hope you've been blessed so far. Happy Easter, by the way. I hope you enjoyed your Easter break. I hope you understand what Easter symbolizes. And I hope that today's session is going to bless you as the previous sessions have. And I would like to also let you know that we've had some other episodes before this. Okay, we've been talking about the miracles of Jesus while he was on earth. Jesus performed miracles. So we've been looking through to find out what did Jesus do? How did he address those cases? Or does Jesus even want us healed? Okay, so we've been checking and looking through the scriptures to verify what God actually wants for us. Okay, what Jesus did for us. So today's episode is different. Not really different, but it's different because we are going to be talking about the miracle of our Lord Jesus Christ, miracle of himself. You know, the previous episodes we've been having talks about what Jesus did for others, but this time, because it's Easter period, okay, so for this week and next week we'll be talking about what Jesus, the miracle Jesus performed on himself. Aren't you eager to find out what Jesus did? Okay, let's do this together. Father, thank you for today's word. Thank you because, Lord, you will touch every heart. Souls will be saved, bodies will be healed, minds will be healed, deliverances would happen. Thank you because I know you are here present in Jesus' name. Amen. So, like I said, we've been talking about the miracles of Jesus. So please, if you've not listened to our previous episode, I encourage you to go listen to them. There are different miracles that Jesus did and how he addressed those the issues at hand. Okay, so for those miracles, there were different things Jesus said to them, different things Jesus did. So I'd encourage you to go and listen to them so that it can also help your knowledge of the Word of God, also help in case you are sick or trusting God for healing for someone who is sick. You would know what to do. You know how to position your heart to receive for them. Praise God. So today I'm talking about the resurrection power of Jesus. Okay, so the miracle, the resurrection miracle. That's what I'll be talking about today. The resurrection miracle. So I'll be reading from the book of Matthew. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, they give their different stories. So for today, let's look at Mark, Matthew. Maybe next week we'll look at some other book. Okay, but today let's look at the book of Matthew. Let's see what Matthew says, the account of Matthew concerning the resurrection of Jesus. So I'll be reading Matthew chapter 28 from verse 1. I'll read from verse 1 to 7. I read from 1 to 7. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. I read that verse again. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, so the angels did not even send the keepers, they were even there for the wrong reason. And the angel answered and said to the women, fear not ye. For I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. Listen, for I know you seek Jesus, which was crucified. The six. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. Isn't this beautiful? Jesus is not here. Jesus is not in the grave. Jesus is not in the grave. So these women, like the scripture told us, the two Marys went to the sepulchre. Jesus died, he gave up the ghost after he was crucified, and he died and was buried on a Friday. Okay, Saturday, Sunday, was Saturday being the Sabbath, we can't be out. So Sunday, first thing Sunday morning, that's why the Bible says it's very early in the morning, they came out to go check him and, you know, find out what's going on with him and all that. And they got there, and the angel had come down from heaven, rolled the stone, because Jesus was risen. Now, he said to them, I know you seek Jesus. I know you seek Jesus. He said, for that which was crucified. Which was crucified. There's, he is not here, for he is risen as he said. That's my focal point today. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. So Jesus had told his disciples, even when he was teaching, you know, there was a time he said, oh, destroy this temple in 3 days, I would raise it. So Jesus was talking about, they thought he was talking about the temple. So that's why the Pharisees and Sadducees, you know, the priests, the chief priests at the time, were really, really angry. You know, they felt Jesus was saying this temple that it took them years, you know, to build. Jesus was saying he was going to bring it down. Who is Jesus to say he will bring it down? And in 3 days, imagine, you know, he's even equating himself with God. Is he greater than, you know, all those things? They had those issues with him. They were really angry with Jesus for saying that. But Jesus was talking about his death. And he said, in 3 days' time, I will rebuild this temple. So he was saying, I will die, but in 3 days, I will arise. We've heard of other sects saying, or other religions about their founder saying, oh, we'll die, this. And some of them, we've heard of stories where people say, I will die and I'll rise again. But they never rose because they are not God, because they don't have that power. But Jesus said it. And the angel said the same thing to Mary, like, as Jesus said, he would die and rise and resurrect. Jesus actually died, and he's not here. They saw the empty tomb. They saw that the stone, the angel was sitting on the stone. That means the place was empty. Ah, this is the confidence we have. This is the confidence that we have, that we are serving a God. We are praying to a God that is not dead. We are praying to a God that is risen, to a Christ that is risen. Not to one that is dead in the grave. Not to one that does not hear. Not to one that is incapable of doing anything, because he's been held down and held back by death. But Jesus overcame death. Jesus overcame the grave. That's why I know that sickness can be healed. That's why I know that you will be healed from that sickness, because Jesus is risen. The grave could not hold him. Death could not stop him. So death cannot stop you. Nothing can hold you back. Jesus is risen. In John 11, 25, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. If anyone will believe in me, though he were dead, he shall live again. So Jesus was saying that no matter how dire the situation is, no matter how terrible the sickness is, no matter how impossible the situation may be, no matter the death sentence, he said, if you will believe, that's all. That's all. If you will believe, you will live again. So are you on that sick bed, diagnosed of cancer, and you're waiting for your death? Or you've been diagnosed of a terrible sickness. You've been diagnosed of a life-threatening sickness. And you're waiting. The doctors have told you, oh, you have 2 weeks, you have 2 months, or you have 2 years, depending on, you know, to live. So you're thinking on, oh, let me arrange my house. Let me keep my house. And, you know, I'll prepare myself for death. You don't have to die. You don't have to die. Jesus is risen. Oh, this is so beautiful. This is so beautiful. Jesus is risen. Because Jesus is risen, he's no more in that grave. I believe, if only you will believe as well, that Jesus is risen. So that sickness is not unto death. You will not die. You are not going to die. You are not going to die. Say to yourself, I believe I will not die. This sickness will not keep me in pain. This sickness will not keep me in constant pain and trouble. It will not keep me in constant waste. Day in, day out, there are issues. Money is leaving me because of this sickness. I come with this good news. Jesus is risen. If you will believe, like John 11:25 says, Jesus is the resurrection and the life. If you will believe, though you were dead, is that situation so bad that it has got to the point of death? Jesus said, you will live. You will live. So this evening, I want to encourage you as we pray that you open up your hearts. Now that you have read the scripture, now that you have heard the scripture, that Jesus is risen, I need you to open your heart and believe that because Jesus is no longer in the grave, this sickness will not remain in my body. This diagnosis will not remain the same. This pain, this tumor, this growth, this fibroid, whatever is in your body, this sickness will not remember. This abnormality in my child will not continue because Jesus is risen. So for you who is yet unsaved, Jesus died for you. He went through the torture, the torment for your sake. It is time to give him your life. You deserve a better life. Because what you're living outside Christ is a life of damnation. The life you're living outside Christ is a life of death. The only way you can enjoy life and life in abundance, according to John 10:10, is when you give your life to Christ. There's so much to enjoy in Christ. There's so much that God has for you. But you cannot enjoy, you cannot know your rights in Christ except you receive him as Lord and personal Savior. You confess him with your mouth, you believe in your heart, and you know that you are saved after you have confessed. That is all that is needed. And you'll be transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear Son. So this evening, I would like to pray for you. Are you in a situation where you think, I've done so much that I don't think Jesus will forgive me? Do you know who I am? Do you know what I have done? Do you know the magnitude of my sin? Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid the same way he paid for you who think or believes that he's a terrible sinner or a murderer, or a thief, an armed robber, whatever the gravity of the sin may be. The same way Jesus paid for you is the same way he paid for someone that may have not even done any evil, that might be living a moral life, that from when he was born, he has been living a life of morality, he has been a good person. It's the same way Jesus paid. It's the same blood. What you need is just to confess him with your mouth, believe in your heart, and that's it. So pray after me. If you are here and you want to give your life to Christ, Jesus is risen. He paid the price for you. Repeat this after me. Lord Jesus, today I've heard your word. I have heard from the scriptures that you are not in the grave, that you are risen. You are risen. And so I've heard your word and I believe it. Today, Lord Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner. And I believe in my heart that you are risen. You rose for my sake. Today, I confess you as Lord and Savior. I acknowledge my sin and I accept you into my heart today. Come and be my Lord and Master. Thank you, Jesus, for I am born again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you for those who have just made that altar call, those who have just said those words with me. Thank you because I know they are saved and saved to the utmost. Thank you because there's been a transfer from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because I know that their name has been written in the book of life. Thank you because I know that everything concerning them, their nature, the old nature is dead and dealt with. Now they live in Christ and they have the Zoe life. Father, I ask that you would do for them. You would do for them all that they ask of you. Thank you because I know they are saved. Thank you because, Lord, from today, every need is met. Every burden is lifted. In the name of Jesus. Lord, even those who are trusting you for healing, as they've listened, and your word has said in Matthew 28, verse 6, he is not here, he is risen. As he said, Jesus said he will rise, and he did rise. Father, everyone who is sick in their body, every cancerous sickness, every cancer in the stomach, cancer in the throat, breast cancer, Lord, in the name of Jesus, your spirit of cancer, I address you this evening. Get out of them now, in the name of Jesus. Be healed of every cancer. Be healed of every fibroid. Fibroid, I speak to you, dissolve, dematerialize. In the name of Jesus, every pain in the body, every pain you've had, in the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for the resurrection power. In the name of Jesus, because at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee bows, every sickness in the name of Jesus, bow out of their bodies. Now, in the name of Jesus, I speak over everyone here listening on this podcast, be healed. Yes. Be healed now. Receive your healing. Yes, receive your healing. It is yours for free. It is yours. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, thank you for the healing power. Ha ha ha. Oh, Renda Sinkra. Ah, ha 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 ha. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Ah, lay brother. Angels are walking. They are taking off. They are taking the implantations. Things that the enemy has planted in your body. The enemy, the angels are taking them off. Yes, they are taking off. They are taking it off. Yes, that thing on your shoulder is being taken off. It's being taken off. That body that feels as if you are carrying a weight. The weight of the world on your shoulders is being lifted. You will feel relief. You will feel light. So light right now because it's been taken off. Hallelujah. Oh, mandrege sikra asku brende zigere do shara. That sharp pain in your breast ceases now in the name of Jesus. Oh, mbra askibra askubra lebroshkara. Father, thank you. Oh, the eyes are healed. Both eyes are healed. Both eyes are healed. Begin to see properly in the name of Jesus. Sabreno sukra escaladoza embragarada bosakata. That scar you have, that you don't know where the scar came from. You just saw a scar. You saw a wound on your body. You just saw it like a scar on your body. You don't know. You've been thinking, where did this come from? And it's hurting you and it's increasing. Today, I bring an end to that witchcraft activity over you in the name of Jesus. Be free, be healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Mandre de Sierra, the pain at the back of the head. Lebrado sha inga dizarido subrada is gone. Yes, that pain is leaving you now in the name of Jesus. Sando cabra daboska imbrado shale brado sadada is a tete. Father, thank you. Mande ha ha. Oh, blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father, for your healing power. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. I hope you have been blessed. I believe that you have been blessed. So I am looking forward to your testimony. Share your testimony with us on the comment section that Jesus did it. He is risen. He has done it. Please share your comment and I'll share your testimony. I would also ask that you share this to loved ones, friends, colleagues, neighbors, to listen on this podcast, and they too will receive their healing in the name of Jesus. So we'll be back right here with you on Tuesday Tonic. Remember, Tuesday Tonic, every 6 p.m. We'll be back here next week, Tuesday. My name remains Adan Naimele. See you next week. God bless you.